Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is the second Tuesday in Lent in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, go to benmoremusic.com/prayer request. Thank you for helping us to produce morning prayer 5 days a week. benmoremusic.com/donate.
Love, rescue me. Come forth and speak to me. Raise me up and don't let me fall. No man is my enemy. My own hands imprison me. Love, rescue me. Many strangers have I met on the road to my regret. Many lost to seek to find themselves in me. They ask me to reveal the very thoughts they would conceal. Love, rescue me. And the sun in the sky makes a shadow of you and I, stretching out as the sun sinks in the sea. I'm here without a name in the palace of my shame. Love, rescue me. In the cold mirror of a glass, I see my reflection pass. I see the dark shades of what I used to be. I see the purple of her eyes and the scarlet of my lies. Love, rescue me. Valley of the shadow, yeah, I will fear no evil. I have cursed thy rod and staff, they no longer comfort me. Love, rescue me.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
I've conquered my past, the future's here at last. I stand at the entrance to a new world I can see. The ruins to the right of me will soon have lost sight of me. Love, rescue me. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, yet I will fear no evil. Ruins to the right of me will soon have lost sight of me. Love, rescue me.
Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, and listen to my prayer. I call upon you from the ends of the earth with heaviness in my heart. Set me upon the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. I will dwell in your house forever. I will take refuge under the cover of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have granted me the heritage of those who fear your name. Add length of days to the king's life. Let his years extend over many generations. Let him sit enthroned before God forever. Bid love and faithfulness watch over him. So will I always sing the praise of your name. And day by day I will fulfill my vows. Psalm 62. For God alone my soul in silence waits. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail me to crush me, all of you together, as if you were a leaning fence, a toppling wall? They seek only to bring me down from my place of honor. Lies are their chief delight. They bless with their lips, but in their hearts they curse. For God alone my soul in silence waits. Truly my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. In God is my safety and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Put your trust in him always, O people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Those of high degree are but a fleeting breath. Even those of low estate cannot be trusted. On the scales they are lighter than a breath, all of them together. Put no trust in extortion, in robbery take no empty pride. Though wealth increase, set not your heart upon it. God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. Steadfast love is yours, O Lord, for you repay everyone according to his deeds.
For God alone, my soul in silence waits. For God alone, my soul in silence waits. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Mark 3, 19b through 35. Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him, and he spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this second Tuesday in Lent in the church calendar. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. You can lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play, pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Whatever it is, lay it before the Father today.
For God alone, my soul in silence waits. My soul in silence waits. My soul in silence waits for you.
Let's pray for our families now, our extended families, our immediate families. Lift them up.
God alone, my soul in silence waits, my soul in silence waits for you.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students.
God alone, my soul in silence waits.
Enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us.
For God alone, my soul in silence waits, my soul in silence waits for you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. For God alone, our souls in silence wait. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your donations. BenwardMusic.com/donate.